Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with the lovely ladies who have created a business called Roots to Routines. Welcome back, Linka and Susanna.
Hello.
So you've put a lot of work and a lot of inspiration into helping mentor and help create wellness in our homes through food and practices. So tell us a little bit about the different offerings that you've created. I don't know who would like to go first,
This is Susanna.
So okay.
I will take over here because cooking is our passion. But I love to create cooking programs where we adapt to the changes, not just of the inner body science, but also of the nature. So as we know, the seasons are changing, the nature is adapting as human beings are changing our biochemistry with that too. So the demand for foods are different. So as we were transitioning from these warm stews and soups into more fresh foods, this is what we are trying to aim for. So when we are planning our cooking classes for April, we are going more for a pantry renewal program, and we are trying to cook more from a base of root vegetables and radishes and rediscover the high enzymatic foods and teaching the basis of cooking and using herbs in our cooking classes as well.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
So how big is the commitment? Do I need to be connected to you for days or weeks? Or how big is my commitment if I want to join you guys?
We wanted to make it very simple because we are so overscheduled nowadays. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do just a one-hour cooking class where you can just sign up for that one-hour slot and then Zoom call with us for 1 hour where we're cooking for about 40 minutes and then we just have questions and answers section and segment. And if you feel like it, you can sign up for the next month. So we are really working on having monthly cooking classes where you just sign up for a 1 hour segment. You don't have to commit to a 3 month program or a couple of hours.
Okay. What if I'm really not motivated and I need a mentor to kind of walk alongside me? Do you have more intense programs too?
Yeah, we could definitely create more on one-on-one. We could also do private parties, or if you are struggling as a family, we could walk you through it. And for really just one program for just beginners, I mean, every cooking class we do is easy step-by-step for advanced or beginner learners, but it's more about inspiration. It's more about what you walk out of with from that specific cooking class. So it's about taking each ingredient as a value and energy source that you're going to transform into some magical soup or depth that creates that beautiful flavor. And it's not just throwing ingredients together, but knowing what's behind the nutritional value of each ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very interesting. And you also reach out to employers to put these programs in for employees as well?
Oh, yeah. This is a program where we wanted to reach out to different companies that have employees that struggle with the basis of nutrition or would like to just get inspired while they're on a lunch break. So we are offering programs where they could just sit at their lunch break and watch a video about us talking to them about specific cleanses or how to renew your metabolism, how to create fresh enzymatic fruits and salads, or if you're struggling with inflammation, how to calm down the inflammation through different soups and extracts from vegetables. We also were looking into renewing metabolism where the side effect is weight loss. So we're not looking for a specific weight loss program, but definitely for helping your body to work as its best. So the side effect would be the weight loss.
That's food, using food as the first line medicine. You're not
exactly
the programs that you've created are all around food, not supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's so much that can be done. Even just healing gut solutions, or like you say right now, I think in Vancouver, spring is probably springing and there's a lot of detoxification just using foods. Is there some hints you could give us just to kind of nudge the body into spring?
Definitely. I feel the most forgotten part is drinking water. So we go through our day drinking coffee, which is dehydrating. We go through our body walking long hours. So adding a regime of drinking water, adding a little bit of lemon juice into your water just to aid the detoxification of the liver is great. I look at this in a very specific way. For example, we have some patients who are thinking, if I eat fresh salads daily, I will be able to give my body more of an enzyme quality nutrients. But on the other end of the spectrum, if you have inflammatory bowel disease, you should not have fresh salads. You should go more towards cooked foods, stews, and soups. So if you are looking into like the specific ways how we can detoxify our body, the most simple ones are water. The next one is making sure you have freshly squeezed veggie juices, making sure you are taking high antioxidant foods. Fresh pineapple is actually proteolytic enzyme that helps to detoxify the body really well. What else? And you think of chlorophyll, chlorella-based drinks would be amazing. And maybe a little bit of a fasting would also help. So stop eating at 5 o'clock in the evening. Drink lots of liquids and teas. The teas that help to calm the body and detoxify the body would be the licorice tea, marshmallow root extract tea, chamomile tea, or mint tea.
Mm, those all sound so good. And from your European backgrounds, did you get a lot of this just handed down through grandmothers and mothers? And
Definitely. We both grew up in the families where cooking from scratch was very common. And we almost every family had their own garden in the back of their house or wherever they lived. And so the use of herbs or teas was just a common knowledge. And that was just handed down to us as a common knowledge, right?
Yeah, I think we are very lucky in this because, like, I remember as a child when we went to our cabin, we were specifically looking for a herb we could dry and then use them later for medicinal purposes, like either for digestive distress or even for women's health, mental focus. And I loved as a child to look for it and learn more about herbs. And garden is a huge, it's a lifestyle, basically, choice. Back home, and every time when I go home, I love the reconnection I get when I go to my parents' garden and teaching that to my kids, for example, as a life skill. So, and it's very, very interesting because here in North Vancouver last spring, when everybody all of a sudden stayed home and there was no life going on, there was a huge boom in gardening. And we created actually a Facebook group where people started to share knowledge and started to share maybe some planting seeds. And it was amazing that so many people went back to their roots. And it was amazing to see how almost fashionable it became overnight. And it's just, basically coming back to our old knowledge, roots, and that's why. And you know what? It's very interesting because our name is roots to routines, and we have this like analogy, like how it came and why it's so important to us. But like roots, where we coming from, is not just from Slovakia, but from this holistic way of living, where there's so many things that are connected, and we would like to take our clients on this journey to really put our roots deep down, and they can keep us strong, and we can grow and really be our healthiest possible way, and then live to our life to full potential. That's our big desire to inspire and take our clients on this exciting journey.
Mm-hmm. What a great company you've created. Can you tell our listeners how they can find you and how they can work with you?
Sure. So as we mentioned, we are two busy moms. So we are not normally still present on social media, but we have an Instagram and Facebook account, and it's Roots to Routine. So it's Roots as a root of a plan, two as a number two. It's two of us, and we're going towards something, and Routine. So it's Roots to Routines. And within a couple of weeks, we will have a website running where people can register for our events or can see a lot of recipes we're going to share or tips. And I'd like to introduce our next cooking classes in April will be free of charge. We would like to inspire people on this fresh start in spring to get maybe new recipes and new healing foods into their daily routines. And they will be able to register either on our social media or a new website, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you so much for being on Health First today. And thank you for inspiring women to make healthy homes.
Thank you for having us, Kathy. Okay. Yeah, that was amazing.
Great. Looking forward to hearing more from you. Okay. Thanks a lot. And bye-bye. We're just going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk to Kate Room.